This is Kim Dumaine, Dr. Peebles' free message, April 26, 2023.
God bless you, Dr. Peebles here. It is a joy and a blessing, as always, dear friends, to have this grand opportunity to share with you. We do thank you for your kind attention and your willingness, yes, not just to listen to us, but to consider our words, to allow yourself to grow, to expand a little bit more each and every day. Now, dear friends, there's much going on, of course, in the world around you, but today we would like for you to consider more of your own personal life. For more and more, as you become centered in your own power, as you become centered and grounded in the light of your spirit, of your being, of God indeed, then you are going to be able to affect the world without even trying. Now, for many of you, at times there are struggles, there is frustrations, there is illness, there are doubts and fears about your abilities to create the life you most desire, to have a life that you are indeed able to fully enjoy. It is still not out of your reach, dear friends. If you are finding yourself at all in a tad bit of struggle or frustration, please know that, of course, you are surrounded by assistance, and we ask for you, yes, to remember to call upon the helpers, the angels, the guides and teachers that are with you, for they are waiting. They are more than ready, more than willing to help you in all ways that they can, to remind you of your inner truths, to remind you of the beauty that lies within you, and most importantly, to help you shift more easily, more rapidly into the power that you hold. For each day, dear friends, we want you to embrace your power. We want you to think about it. We want you to realize that you are in such a beautiful time in your existence, this life that you have in front of you. We do want you to fill yourself with gratitude for the opportunity that you've created for yourself. That is so vitally important. And the more that you see indeed how precious it is, the more that you will be able to maneuver through it with all of your power, all of your skills and talents intact. Now, at times, so much of the doubts, the fears, the worries that are popping up in your reality are impacting you greatly. And you are indeed realizing that at times you are finding yourself off track of where you'd like to be. Can you allow that, dear ones? Can you say to yourself, this is only a temporary excursion onto a side path that I can easily navigate myself back onto the true spiritual path where I belong, and to know that there are signs, that there is guides and help available to steer you back into a proper course where you're going to feel an alignment, you're going to feel your power. For at any given moment on the earth plane, there are many things that can indeed steer you away from your truth, from your power, from the love that is part of your being. And so we want you to pay more careful attention to what you are experiencing, to what you are thinking, what you are feeling on the emotional level. Do not try to disregard it, to avoid it. Indeed, too many of you try to push those feelings aside, and then you are never able to see the gifts that they offer you, or you are never able to learn from those feelings. Some of you say, I don't want to feel fear. I don't want to feel the frustration, the sadness, the anger. But there are gifts there, and you will grow when you are able indeed to embrace it, not run away from it, indeed, no, but instead say, what is there for me that will help me understand myself? And yes, indeed, if you will allow it, if you will indeed have the faith, will take you to a higher level in your understanding. Now, you can go along with the world's energies, the woes, the sadness, the confusion, but that won't get you where you want to go. You are learning here and now to create the best possible life for yourself. and deciding for yourself what does that mean. If you will follow your thoughts and see indeed where they take you, and then you will begin to understand the power that is right there within you every moment of every day. You can choose. You can say, I don't have to go along those sad old thoughts, those lines that have brought me such discontent, and instead, I will replace them with more powerful thoughts and energies that, of course, by universal law, which you are learning and remembering, will bring you the results that you most desire. And indeed, may we remind you that you most deserve. So, dear friends, do not hesitate to experiment with your energies, with your thoughts and beliefs. Otherwise, you are getting stuck in a trap, a self-designed trap that you can easily create another way. You can pull yourself out of that trap, out of that rut, and say, I'm ready to grow. I'm ready to look carefully at the lessons my soul is indeed providing for me. And I will pull myself up by my bootstraps. And I will say, I am a powerful being of light. And I will create a powerful life that is filled with abundance, light, love, and satisfaction. You all deserve that. And without a shadow of a doubt, dear friends, you all have the capabilities to create that for yourself. So gently, watch yourselves throughout the day, dear friends. What thoughts are you aligned with? What energies are you entertaining? What people are you allowing to impact you? For oftentimes, yes, of course, there are toxic energies around you. Yes, within you too. But for the people that you choose to listen to put up with, whether it is someone close, whether it is a talking head on your television, no matter what it is, you can choose indeed to say, nah, I don't need that. I don't want to be associated with that way of thinking or feeling. And indeed, pull yourself away. Choose the energies that you wish to align with. Know that every moment you are making those decisions and deciding, I am going to think in this manner. I am going to put strong intentions into my life that I know will create what I truly desire and deserve. It takes practice, dear friends, and some of you are indeed sorely out of practice, and you will need to gently prove it to yourself that you have these capabilities to change your reality, to be able to draw, yes, pleasant, healthy situations to you on all levels. And with a little bit of time and practice, your confidence will begin to grow stronger. And it will be very affirming to you that you are indeed the one doing it to yourself. You cannot blame the world around you. You cannot blame the circumstances that will get you nowhere. Instead, realize I am the center of my universe. I share it with others, yes, indeed. But I am the one creating, of course, all the experiences that I am having. I am the one responsible. That way, you can refrain, of course, from blaming yourself for anything, but instead realize, well, I've always had the power right here within myself to create. So we urge you, dear ones, take these wondrous opportunities of these beautiful earth lives that you have designed so carefully and begin to decide, what will my highest and best life include? What do I truly want in this life? How do I want to feel? What kind of situations do I wish to attract to myself? What kind of people do I want to share this life with? Get a clear picture in your mind and hold to it faithfully every single day. Dream of the days to come without pulling yourself out of current time, current space, and hold to that vision of what you know intuitively you are to experience. There was never a doubt within your soul, but often indeed it takes, yes, indeed, a strong sense of inner trust to connect the mind and the personality with your spirit and soul, so that you will have that strong connection to guide you, so that you will know indeed the power that rests there, and that you will feel, yes, the strong hand of God, of the angels with you every single day, encouraging you on, supporting you toward that best life. We are here for you. Do not doubt it, but call upon us and allow us indeed to have a greater impact in your life. We can't do it for you, of course, dear friends, but it is our strongest desire, our strongest honor indeed, to be able to assist you, to remind you of the beauty within your souls, and to lead you more closely, more firmly into your creative personal power. You will begin to thrive. You will begin to show yourself not only the world that you can create for your own personal benefit and happiness, but then how you will be able to share that energy with others. Whereas we have often shared with you, everything you are doing has an impact on the world around you, and everyone around you has an impact on you. And that is why it is important for you to consider who you are aligned with, who you are allowing into your life. Make sure that you are sending out the love, and that way you will more easily attract the loving energy back to you. And that will create a whole different set of circumstances for you, where you will start to experience more joy in your life. You can say goodbye to sorrow. You can say goodbye to the doubts and the fears. Let that be for others to work through in their own time and place. You get to be the one to decide. So be clear in your own consciousness every single day. What do you want to experience? What do you want to feel? And then align your thoughts, align your beliefs, project out to others what you wish. And again, you will receive them in return. You are growing stronger in many, many ways, dear friends, despite how at times you may judge yourselves or how it may indeed appear. But you are shifting and changing. You are growing stronger and more able, yes, to allow the powerful energies of your soul into this earthly life. We will always be here for you if you are needing a helping hand, if you are needing a bit of encouragement, support, or inspiration. That would always be our privilege and joy to assist you. God bless you indeed.